From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 4th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson's new Elder Center will soon open. On Thursday, March the 3rd, approximately a dozen people attended a tour of the space located inside the refurbished Armory Building at 5th and State Streets on the city's north side. The center is on the second floor of the building, above the Hudson Area Library. City Commissioner of Aging Amanda Henry said she hopes to open at the same time as the library during the first week of April. Henry said, and I quote, "My goal is to be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday to start," end quote. The center's hours of operations will ultimately be determined by the program lineup and the number of volunteers that are enlisted to help. Dan Kent, Galvin's director of foundation initiatives, said the renovation cost $6 million, with $3.5 million coming from the Galvin Foundation. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that the state Senate on Wednesday, March the 2nd, approved legislation that would consolidate state and federal primaries to a single date in August. Debate over the bill was robust, sparking discussion over more than just New Yorkers' voting habits and saving money on separate elections. It also covered when people take their summer vacations, the need to stop, and I quote, "playing tiddlywinks," end quote, and pass legislation that ensures military personnel the right to vote and whether time allows for lawmakers to campaign during the legislative session. Senate Democrats supported legislation that would move the state primary date to June, matching it up with the recent trend for the federal primary. Similar legislation was approved by the Assembly last month. The issue was up for debate because of a 2012 federal court decision. That decision required the state to set federal primaries for the fourth Tuesday in June, but did nothing to set the state primary date, making New York the only state in the country with split primaries. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential. Bert Moore is reporting in the Mountain Eagle that the Delaware County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution unanimously at their February meeting that permits the county to enter into a road use agreement with the company that wants to construct the proposed Constitution Pipeline. The proposed 30-inch natural gas pipeline would run through Delaware County on its path, largely near Interstate 88 from near Albany into Pennsylvania. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has not yet approved the Constitution Pipeline proposal. You can read that full story in the Mountain Eagle. Kimberly Howard is reporting for CBS 6 in Albany that a state Supreme Court judge is now considering a petition that would remove Texas Senator Ted Cruz's name from the Republican presidential primary ballot in New York. The argument as to whether Cruz is eligible for the White House were held in Albany County Supreme Court on Thursday, March the 3rd. Two New York residents filed a lawsuit earlier this year claiming Cruz is not eligible for the ballot because they claim he is not a, and I quote, natural-born citizen, end quote, of the United States, a constitutional requirement for the presidency. Cruz was born in Alberta, Canada, to a mother of American citizenship, making him an American citizen. But the two men filing the lawsuit say that is not enough to make Cruz a, quote, natural-born citizen, end quote. The plaintiffs, William Gallo and Barry Corman, cite a historical definition of the term from 1788 that says the law of soil determines citizenship and this, and I quote, did not include conferring citizenship born abroad of American parents, end quote. Gallo's attorney, Roger Bernstein, said on Thursday, and I quote, "Mr. Cruz was born as a Canadian citizen. He owed his allegiance to the Queen of England. He was not born in the United States. Therefore, he is not a natural-born citizen," end quote. For attorney Grant Lally, who is representing Cruz, it is not the issue of Cruz's eligibility, but the eligibility of a state court to make a decision on what he considers a federal matter. He is also calling into question the eligibility of the lawsuit in the first place. The judge will make the decision on Monday, March the 7th. A different judge dismissed a similar suit in Illinois this week. You can read that full story in CBS 6 Albany. And for our final story, Robert Cairns reports in the Watershed Post that Delaware County may form a community emergency response team. a volunteer group to help the emergency services provided by fire departments and emergency medical personnel in disasters. At a February 24th Delaware County Board of Supervisors meeting, Gary Ramsey, a law enforcement instructor at DCMO BOCES in Masonville, said, and I quote, "Delaware County leads the state in natural disasters. It is not something to be proud of, but we're aware of it. We have excellent emergency response services, but these services can become overwhelmed," end quote. Ramsey said that several county emergency organizations have endorsed the plan, including the county's Fire and Emergency Medical Services Advisory Boards, the supervisors who sit on the board's Emergency Services Committee, the Sheriff's Office, and the State Forest Rangers. Volunteers would receive basic training, complete online training provided by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and would be subject to a background check. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated snow showers before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 37 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. The Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 21. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24. And on Sunday, a slight chance of snow showers before 8 a.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 42 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 6:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:50 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 26 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the fourth day of March, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.